One of the great psalms is Psalm 19. It is a psalm that looks at the two witnesses, we might say, of God, the natural revelation and the special revelation. The heavens are seen as, in the natural revelation, as God's great handiwork, whereas the revelation of the Torah is seen in special revelation, where the Lord illuminates our spiritual eyes, taking us into the truths that natural revelation could not do. So we begin, and as we look at the division of the psalm, in the first seven verses, we are looking at the whole area of natural revelation, whereas in verses 8 to 15, we are looking at special revelation. It's a beautiful psalm. It begins, Lamnatseach Mizmor le David, for the chief musician, a song or a psalm of David. Notice Lamnatseach, we have the inseparable preposition in the Lamed, followed by the PL participle in Minatseach. Notice in this participial form, we have the Shiva, followed by the Pathak, and the doubling of the middle radical in the Tsati, which gives it away as a PL participle. We have the furtive Pathak under the Chet to make sure that we pronounce the Chet. And so for the preeminent one, which is no doubt the choir director here, Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Notice Mizmor is a noun, and it means song, and le David, for David, the Lamed here is the inseparable preposition followed by the proper name or the proper noun in David. And I take this as a Lamed of Autoris, or a Lamed of authorship, seeing David as the author of the psalm, and it's being addressed to the chief musician who would lead the Israelite congregation in this great psalm. Notice then in verse 2, the psalm continues. As Hashemayim misaprim kavod el, uma'ase yadav magid harakia. Notice Hashemayim is the heavens, we would translate it, are declare the glory of God, and the work of his hands, the expanse, shows forth or declares. Notice as we begin, Hashemayim, as we begin this verse, is that we have the definite article in the ha, followed by the dual form in the ayim of Shemayim, meaning the heavens. So the heavens are declaring or rehearsing. Notice Mesaprim is from the root Safar, meaning to declare or to rehearse. Notice we have the Mem prefix with the Shiva followed by the Pathak and the doubling of the middle radical that gives it away as a PL, a participial form, and the Im is your showing that you're looking at a plural masculine participle. So the heavens are declaring kavod el, the glory of God. Notice kavod is a noun meaning glory, and it's in construct with the noun el meaning God. And when you put the two nouns together, it's like a Greek genitive, the book of John. The second noun is in like what we would call a genitival relationship in Greek. So the heavens are rehearsing the glory of God. U and ma'ase yadav magid harakia. Notice U is simply the conjunction and. And ma'aseh means work. So the work of his hands, notice yadav is from the noun yad, meaning hand, and we have that plural pronominal suffix in the yod followed by the vav. And so we're looking at the work of his hands. Magid, the expanse, is declaring. Notice magid is from the root nagad, to declare. The nun in this pay-nun verb has assimilated into the gimel, and that's why we have the doggish forte in the gimel. And we have an AI vowel pattern, which gives it away as a hifil. So it's a hifil participial form with the mem prefix. So the work of his hands, the expanse, is declaring. And notice ha-ragia. Ha is the definite article for the, and ragia is the noun that means expanse. It's used interchangeably for ha-shamayim, the heavens. We see that interchange in Genesis 1 as well. And notice in the context here we have synonymous parallelism. The heavens are declaring the glory of God or rehearsing the glory of God, and the expanse is declaring the work of his hands. So the great heavens are now declaring God's greatness as the, his finger work, and both of these phrases are in parallel with each other. We call this in poetry synonymous parallelism. And one of the beautiful thoughts here is the greatness of God who can create the heavens, and that's just delicate work. That's finger work. When he saves us, he has to bear his arm. It's interesting, they tell us that the nearest galaxy is 30 million light years away, traveling at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. In 2 seconds, we zip past the moon, and we still have 30 million years of travel time to get to the nearest galaxy at that speed. And so what an amazing statement that the heavens simply are declaring the glory of God. It's taken the space station or the space flight to Pluto 9.5 years to get there at an amazing speed. So, and this is just the beginning, we could say, of even further galaxies. So the greatness of God is seen, the psalmist is saying. And we see it day by day. Notice verse 3. Yom la yom yabia omer, v'layla l'layla yehaveh da'at. Day by day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. Notice in verse 3, the word yom simply means day. And as we look at it by day or day to day, lamed is simply your preposition translated here to, from day to day. Day is repeated again. Yabia pours forth. Notice yabia is a hifil participial form.
Stop.
To pour forth from the root naba.